With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House is extending its condolences following the death of Pope Francis.
In a message posted online, President Trump wrote, "Rest in peace, Pope Francis. May God bless him and all who loved him." Vice President Vance met briefly with the Pope on Sunday to exchange Easter greetings. The 88-year-old Francis offered the Catholic Vice President three big chocolate Easter eggs for Vance's three young children. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Fox News, "It's a solemn day for Catholics around the world."
Francis died at the age of 88. White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNnews.com, more severe weather expected in Oklahoma. That's after weekend storms left three people dead.
National Weather Service meteorologist in Norman, Oklahoma, Todd Lindley says tornadoes are expected in the region.
We're right at the front end of our peak severe weather season. Here in Oklahoma, we can get tornadoes pretty much any month of the year, but certainly as we get through April and into May, that tends to be our climatological peak for severe weather.
Risks are expected through Wednesday in Oklahoma, and parts of Missouri and Illinois are expected to see some severe weather, at least through tonight. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. government will attempt to break up Google as punishment for turning its search engine into a monopoly. The drama will unfold in a Washington, D.C. courtroom over the next 3 weeks. Luigi Mangione will be arraigned this week in the murder trial of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old set to be arraigned Friday. This after a federal grand jury in Manhattan returned a four-count indictment against him. Mangione is being charged with murder, which makes him eligible for the death penalty if convicted. Thompson was murdered last December on the streets of Manhattan. This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that question, and the most common tool people use to make the decision is practical experience and common sense. The second most popular guide for determining if something is right or wrong is logic and reason. Next up is scientific information. And coming in a distant fourth on the list of devices Americans turn to on moral questions is religious beliefs or teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump making good on his promise to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in government. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. This month, Secretary of State Marco Rubio instructed employees in the State Department to report any incidents of such bias that occurred during the Biden administration. He's promising an investigation. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a toll on Manhattan drivers remains in effect despite Trump's Easter Sunday deadline.
New York's $9 congestion toll on most drivers entering Manhattan below 60th Street remained in effect Sunday, despite an Easter deadline from the Trump administration to halt the first-in-the-nation fee. The state agency overseeing the tolls, the MTA, confirmed Sunday that its system of traffic cameras continues to collect the fee. The Trump Transportation Department rescinded federal approval for the program in February, calling it a slap in the face of working-class Americans and small business owners. Julie Walker, New York.
Universal Orlando Resort pulling out all the pop culture starts in its newest theme park. There are five separate worlds within Epic Universe. And that park is set to open in mid-May. That's coming up. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.